Thank you. Dr. Peter Santa Maria is the winner of the Neurotology Fellow Award and will be presenting on stereotactic radiation therapy failures in vestibular schwannoma.
Thank you to the ANS committee for allowing me to present this paper. I'd like to start by acknowledging all my co-authors, and as you can see, there's a long list, and we represent ENT, radiation oncology, and also neurosurgery. We don't have any relevant conflicts of interest. As we all know, vestibular schwannomas are benign, slow-growing tumours that often go into periods of quiescence. There are three main modalities to manage these. But looking at stereotactic radiation therapy, looking at the literature, there is a reported success rate of between 79 and 100%. But when you look at these papers, there's a very variable definition of what constitutes success. And often, you have to, when you look at the patients, there's often a significant part of the cohort that has a short follow-up. So really, has the cohort been given time to fail? And especially early on, there was a lot of radiation of non-growing tumours, which coloured the cohort. But what do you really tell your patient sitting in front of you in your clinic faced with this management dilemma? So the objectives of this study was to determine the true rate of failure of stereotactic radiation therapy, predominantly in primary radiation, but also in salvage radiation and other forms. We wanted to determine the rate of rare complications, in particular malignant change, and also to study the outcomes of those patients who did fail and went on to have surgical salvage therapy. We also looked at hearing and facial nerve outcomes of the total radiation cohort, but in the interest of time, I won't present these. I'm happy to talk to you in the gap. We performed a retrospective chart review of 594 patients, which we included 597 tumours. We divided the cohort further into 1 year and 3 year follow-ups. We defined failure as an increase in tumour size of more than 2 millimetres in largest dimension on imaging or requiring craniotomy. So we excluded those patients that had a very small, often 1 millimetre increase in size at the very first post-operative scan, a post-treatment scan. The biggest criticism of this paper is that there's a large number of patients that are radiated that aren't being followed up for more than a year. We do have a large number of patients for which most of the conclusions are drawn on, with more than 3 year follow-up. As you can see, the most common treatment was 18 gray in 3 fractions by the CyberKnife. And most of the patients were primary radiation with a small subset failing surgery, then going on to have radiation. And just to give you an idea, in the top right corner, you can see at first presentation, most of the patients presenting to Stanford are observed. However, after 5 years, they're roughly equally divided into all management modalities. This is the results of the cohort. And as you can see, 28 patients out of 254 of non-NF2 patients failed. This gave an overall percentage of 11%. But as I alluded to into the introduction, this can be coloured. So the key was to sub-analyse and break these down into the different cohorts. We had one case of malignant change that occurred, and that gave a rate of 2 in 1,000. But if you look at the different classifications here, so primary radiation at 1 year had a failure rate of 11%, was around about 11% again at 3 years. Salvage radiation was statistically a significant factor for failure, and this was at 30% at 3 years. We had a few patients that had 2 doses of radiation, so they failed radiation and then had radiation again. And this didn't seem to be a good idea, and this was actually the one case of malignant change was amongst these failures. We had a correlation with tumour size as well, as you can see. Small tumours at 3 years, the rate was 6%, but increasing up to 40% in those above 3 centimetres. So this is a Kaplan-Meier plot of the failure-free survival. So we have failure-free survival here on the vertical axis. And on the horizontal axis, we divided into time period following treatment with a number of patients in each group in parentheses. And as you can see, there's a steady decline, as you'd expect, over the 10 years with no real big jump at any point in time to failure, with a non-NF2 10-year failure-free survival in this cohort of 80.5%. Looking at the NF2, as you could expect, the failure rate was higher. We had 9 out of 20 cases for a failure rate of 45%. And again, we saw the same trends with salvage radiation being very high with failures. And again, the big tumours as well had a high rate of failure. Again, plotting the Kaplan-Meier failure-free survival, at 10 years, we had a failure-free survival of 43.5%. So looking at quickly at our results of surgical salvage, 21 out of the 37 failures had surgical salvage. Most of these had incomplete resections, either near total or subtotals. In those that had hearing before surgery, after radiation failure, we had no cases of hearing preservation after. There was a higher rate of CSF leak requiring intervention, and in most cases, the facial nerve worsened after surgery. However, if you started with a grade 1 facial nerve, you're more likely to end up with a grade 1 facial nerve after surgical salvage. So this is comparing to other cohorts in the literature, and I limited it to cohorts that had more than 100 numbers. And as you can see, it's very hard to interpret. If we look here, the failure rate ranges anywhere between 1.5% to 30%, but that's because there's different follow-up periods, and everything that I've marked here with a little cross or an asterisk has a different definition for failure, or they had a significant number of patients with less than a year follow-up. So if you have a large member of your cohort with less than a year follow-up, you haven't given them the opportunity to fail. So in conclusion, as I've shown you, that failures increase with time. Both NF2 and salvage radiation are risk factors. I didn't actually say this earlier, but we didn't see any difference between fractionated therapy or differing doses of radiation. Our surgical salvage had higher risks associated. Radiation after radiation failure was not a good idea in our study. It led to higher rates of failure and our one case of malignant change. But now we're able to better counsel patients who sit in front of us with a specific size of tumour and whether they're primary or salvage as to the true rates of failure for that patient. Thank you.
I want to congratulate you on an excellent talk, and on behalf of the American Neuro-Otologic Society, I want to present you with an award.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you.